We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:33. It is Thursday, October the 22nd. I'm Debbie Monterey, welcoming in Mr. Charlie Brennan.
Hey, good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everybody.
And Ms. Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
All right, are you ready for the roller coaster of weather? 84 this afternoon, maybe 44 by tomorrow afternoon. Oh. Isn't that so crazy?
That is amazing. I bought
What were they thinking?
I want to return this forecast.
I like it. I like that the weather is fickle. You know, that emotion that resonates with me emotionally, so I get it.
Yes.
But I bought a pumpkin harvest candle, everyone. The candle is burning right now to get into the fall mood.
There you go. Well, you'll definitely be in the fall mood tomorrow. It'll be cold and damp. So all right. Well, this is
like my personality.
Like so many things.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's talk about an interesting topic that Channel 4 brought up yesterday. And this is regarding County Executive Sam Page, who may be working a side gig. According to KMOV, the county executive is still on the staff at Mercy Hospital. And County Councilman and oft critic Tim Fitch says he needs to make a decision. Do I want to be the county executive or do I want to be an anesthesiologist? Page is, his salary as county executive is $140,000 a year. He says he works one weekend a month, which is time he would normally be off the clock as county executive. So, Charlie Brennan, do you have any issues with Dr. Sam Page one weekend out of the month being an anesthesiologist?
And he says he works that one week a month so he can stay current and then devote his time in the Dominican Republic like he did in January. So it's all for others. The thing is, back when Tim Fitch, who is a retired police chief and had a pension, there was some small print in the county charter that said that he couldn't collect that pension and then serve on the county council. And everyone thought, well, why should that be a conflict? And Sam Page did not come to his defense, nor did any other members of the county council. They said, hey, rules are rules. Now, the county charter says that the county executive has to devote all of his time to the county. So these side gigs are not allowed. So that's pretty clear. But at the same time, what Sam Page decided to do in his wisdom earlier this year is collect all responsibility and power when it came to giving out the CARES money, you know, the federal dollars during the pandemic. Well, it turns out those dollars go to Mercy Hospital. He works at Mercy Hospital. That's a huge conflict. And he would have been better off saying, hey, let's have the county council have the final say on this money. Now I think he's in a really difficult position. And it's a serious issue for St. Louis County to have someone who's working for a hospital sending them thousands of dollars.
Right. You can maybe justify A, which would be, well, in a time of pandemic, we want to give all the power to one person, the county executive. Or you could maybe justify B, that once a month on the weekend. The St. Louis County executive works at Mercy as an anesthesiologist, although the report from Channel 4 went on to say that he also worked the occasional four-hour shift in the evening less than one time a week. So perhaps it was more than once a month. So maybe you could justify B if you think, well, it might be medically maybe necessary for his practice. But to have A and B together looks really bad.
I have to admit I missed this story on KMOV, so I'm just asking about the timing of this. Seems interesting. If there's been such a long fight about his control over this money and Tim Fitch has been a constant critic of Sam Page, why is this coming out 2 weeks before the election?
Well, you know, these things are always timed one way or the other. Why did the auditor's report on St. Louis County come out after the election? You know, was there some sort of nefarious motive there? I don't know. But I honestly don't think that Sam Page has anything to worry about on Election Day. He's up against Paul Barry, perennial candidate who runs for everything, used to be a frequent caller to this program, really nice guy. He's got a habit of not paying his rent. I just don't see him being elected. So it's not like he's in a close race, Debbie.
I'm with Charlie. Well, I don't know if this is what you said, Charlie, but I liked the word. There's always something nefarious going on. Call me a cynic, but if there's a nefarious option, I think it's the nefarious option.
Well, it's 8:38. We need to take a break and take another look at traffic and weather because you need to be prepared for this forecast for sure. We'll be back with round two of OT and Pope Francis after this. All right, it's 8:42, and is this change? What is this? Fame, David Bowie. All right. I was just thinking change because we're going to Pope Francis, and this is quite a change. Pope Francis has broken new ground once again in the Roman Catholic Church. A documentary was unveiled yesterday in Rome and immediately made news because the Pope sat down for an interview for this documentary talking about gay relationships. And no doubt Pope Francis is more socially progressive than any of his predecessors. He said gay people should not be deprived of family life because of their sexuality. And when it comes to gay marriage, he did draw a line between marriage, which often involves religious consecration, and civil unions, which afford couples full legal rights. And he believes that gay couples should be allowed to have civil unions. Amy Markscores, how do you think this message will be received or perceived? Is it groundbreaking for you?
Well, I mean, it's not groundbreaking for me, but I'm also not Catholic. So it's, you know, I'm looking at it from an outsider's point of view. But I do understand, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think what makes it a little bit hazy is, as you mentioned, this was his opinion expressed at a film festival in Rome. So it wasn't a sermon. It wasn't a document from the Vatican. So it's not official teaching. And as you mentioned, this Pope has been more, open. The Wall Street Journal used the phrase conciliatory towards the LGBT community. But he did make a difference between a civil union, basically giving the LGBT community a recourse through the law versus through the church, through the sacred institution of marriage, which he does not agree with, allowing same-sex marriage as a sacred institution. So I think it will move the conversation forward, but it does make you question, okay, what is the Catholic Church's stance? Because I can see how it would be confusing to people. It seems like it bounces back and forth a bit.
Boy, folks, I think it's been a long time since Roman Catholics, at least in the United States, have wondered what the Pope thinks about anything. You know, it's not like people live their lives according to the Pope's teachings, and that could be for voting or birth control or whatever. There are some Catholics, I'm sure, Roman Catholics, who adhere very carefully to what the Pope says, but they're in the minority right now. And the Pope has his opinions at a film festival. That's all fine and good. And I think that many Roman Catholics will decide to live their lives as they choose in the United States.
All right. Well, how about more voter interference? Because U.S. officials have accused now Iran of being behind a flurry of threatening but fake emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states in a late stage effort to sway public opinion and interfere in the election. Some of these were purportedly from far right pro-Trump groups like the Proud Boys. And the fake emails apparently aimed at intimidating voters. So the head of the FBI and the National Intelligence Director both saying the emails are being sent from Iran and Russia. I'm not exactly sure why and what their point is. But, Charlie, are you concerned? And what do you think the end game is here?
Well, Iran doesn't like Donald Trump at all. So they want Joe Biden to be elected to go back to the Iranian peace accords or whatever we had before they were disassembled by the Trump administration. The emails were pretty scary. They basically said, we know you're registered as a Democrat. We know where you live. If you vote for Trump, we have extensive election records here. We're going to go after you. Signed, the Proud Boys. Now, you're a little old lady living somewhere. You know, that could be really of a concern, or a little old guy, whatever. People, you know, have a high level of anxiety. But I want to back up a second before we freak out entirely about Iran. Don't forget, we overthrew their democratically elected leader, Mossadegh, back in 1954. So it's not like this kind of stuff hasn't happened, and even worse in the past, and we were responsible for it.
I am concerned about election interference. I'm concerned about these emails and social media. I believe it's happening, but I don't necessarily think it's aimed as a pro-Trump or anti-Trump propaganda. What it is the whole purpose of it is to divide America, because a divided America is a weaker America, and a weak America changes the balance on the global scale. So I think it's all about division, and I think in a lot of ways it's working.
All right, it is 8:47, and we'll be back with round three of OT after this. It is 8:52. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Marks-Kors and Charlie Brennan. It's round three of OT, and we talked about interfering with the election before we took a break. But let's look at another angle of this, because it's gotten really confusing this year, depending on where you live and what state you're in and even what part of a state. How do you vote, and can you vote, and do you need it notarized, and what about absentee and early voting? It's just gotten confusing. There's all kinds of court rulings all around the country, and a federal appeals court has ruled that North Carolina can accept absentee ballots for more than a week after Election Day as long as they were postmarked by November 3rd. Now, this is unlikely, but what happens if it comes down to North Carolina to determine who the next president is, and then we have to wait more than a week while they count all the ballots and make sure they've all been received? Would that call into question the integrity of the election, Amy Marks-Kors? And is it going to be another Florida Al Gore George Bush situation?
And not only that, what happens if it comes down to North Carolina and we wait a week and we know exactly how many votes each candidate needs to win that state? I do think people will absolutely have questions and suspicions, and conspiracies will abound. I think there's potential in this election to be way worse than Bush v. Gore. Like, I think this could be true chaos. We looked at, Pennsylvania earlier this week? The court ruled that they could accept ballots 3 days after the election, and those ballots didn't have to be postmarked. If the postmark wasn't there or was somehow unreadable, you just had to have a, quote, preponderance of evidence that showed those ballots were mailed after the election in order for those ballots not to be counted. So I do think we're opening up some type of Pandora's box here. I hope it doesn't get there, but I can see it.
Yeah, at one point, about 5 days ago, the courts ruled differently, but Michigan was going to count these ballots until, I believe, November the 17th. Of course, this is only an issue if it's close. Right now, the polls, I'm sure a lot of people don't believe them, but the polls do indicate it's not going to be close. So we may not have a Bush v. Gore 2000.
All right. Well, I'm not sure how much more drama many of us can take at this point, but
no more drama.
How about this? Instead of election and political drama, just a little drama in the form of a mystery, because an airline is getting creative trying to lure travelers back. We had numbers this morning about how many tens of millions of dollars American and Southwest have incurred in the past, you know, 9 months. But Air New Zealand is launching mystery vacations. So they'll pick the destination and you won't know where you're going until 2 days before the departure, because, of course, you have to know how to pack, right? So three different price levels you choose depending on what you want to spend. It includes the plane ticket and a hotel stay. Would you be up for that, Charlie Brennan?
You know, we had that in college where you'd have these parties put on by the undergraduate government and you had to show up with your bags packed, and then some lucky group or, you know, students would then be sent on some vacation they didn't know about via airline. I think this was popular in the 1970s. Maybe they still do it. I don't know. But yeah, that sounds great. Just, you don't want to end up in Peoria, with all due respect, but if it's a nice location, sure.
I think that's going to be the where you think you're going, Bora Bora, where you actually go, Omaha.
I understand Omaha's very nice this time
yes,
of year.
Yes, very nice. It's good enough for Warren Buffett.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's the Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Marks. Scores coming up after news at the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.